The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil, and I'm excited about the topic, 10 ways to add value to your home. You know, for many listeners, I'm thinking that's going to involve some kind of renovation, and that's going to involve working with contractors.
Yeah, pretty much everything we're talking about at some point, unless you're a great do-it-yourselfer, involves a contractor.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, labor is often 50% of your costs when you're working with a contractor, sometimes even a bit more. So you really want to protect yourself and get the best work from a contractor that you possibly can.
So since you're warning of us, there could be trouble here. What do we need to know? What are some of the red flags?
There are actually a bunch of things that I want to talk about in this category. So I'm just going to prattle on and you know, you tell me when you want me to stop. So
okay. I'll hold up a red flag.
So here you go. So
all right.
When you hear a contractor say, "Take my word for it, this is the guy who's agreeable about your specifications and even suggests some upgrades, but is really thin on the details, and the details don't make it into the contract." That's absolutely a red flag. Then maybe you notice that you don't see the extras and upgrades being done during the project that you talked about. Another red flag. Then he says, "Gosh, you know, they're not included in the price, and gee, they're not in the contract. You want them? You got to pay more. But you've signed the contract, so you're out of luck." The takeaway here is make sure everything you've agreed on with your contractor is written into the project description. You want to be as detailed as you possibly can. Add any items that are missing and put your initials next to each addition and have the contractor initial it too. Do all that before you sign. And then, you know, make sure you have the contractor itemize their bid. That's a really big important thing. Again, before you sign the contract, you want to know exactly what the money is coming out of your pocket for and going into his. It should show all the elements of the job: demolition, framing, plumbing, electrical, tile, fixtures, all those things. And that will make it easier for you, too, to compare different contractors' prices and see what the discrepancies are, because that way you have more of an apples-to-apples kind of comparison. And also, if you need to cut the project costs along the way, the itemized bid lets you really assess where you can cut, you know, and how much you're going to save. And it gives you the exact scope of the project, which is going to help you eliminate any kind of disputes later.
As everybody knows who's done any of this, even when everybody has the best intentions, when you open up a wall, very often you find things that neither you nor the contractor could have known about that have to be addressed.
That's absolutely true. And that's why it's in your best interest to request a fixed price bid instead of an estimate. Now, if a contractor says he can't offer you, he or she can't offer a fixed price because there are too many unknowns about the job, then work with them as part of the bidding process to eliminate the unknowns. To your point, once you open up a wall, you're not going to know what's there. So let the guy open up part of the wall or the gal and have a look. You know, check with an architect. Try to resolve as many of the unknowns as you possibly can. If you can't resolve them, then the project specs can describe what the contractor expects to do. And if there needs to be additional work done later, you can do a change order, which is a written mini bid for new work.
Okay, what else?
Well, you know, here's another line you don't want to hear. "We ran into unforeseen problems." So the job's underway or done, and suddenly your contractor informs you the price has gone up. Maybe he found structural problems or there are design changes you made after the job began. Now, these fees very well might be legit, but an unscrupulous contractor might bid jobs low to get the work and then find excuses to jack up the price later. You want to get an impartial opinion from a home inspector, the local branch of the National Association of Home Builders, or even your local building department can help you out. There should be a procedure for change orders that's in your contract and that's specified there. These mini contracts include a work description and a fixed price for anything that gets added to the job in progress. Again, there's links to information about this. In fact, specifically questions you should ask before contracting at houselogic.com/radio.
Perfect. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, thank you. It's going to help us a lot in making sure we get it done right and that we don't have an inspector coming around later and going, "I don't think so. You got to tear that down." There's a nightmare for you. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty from HouseLogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.